Hello.
Hi, my name is Shane Doe. I'm calling from Family First Home Care.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, and yourself?
Good. So I'm reaching out regarding the services for Julian.
Is Julian.
This is Julian?
Yes.
Okay, so I just want to make sure. Are you the one receiving the care, or
No, it's for my mother's.
Okay, so you're the caregiver for your mother, Evelyn?
Correct. Correct.
Oh, okay. So she wants to come back to Pennsylvania?
Yes,
Or she
I'm
wants to
bringing her
stay
back.
here?
Yeah, we're leaving Detroit tomorrow. We'll be back in PA by tomorrow night. So, yes.
Okay, so let me just make sure. Did you ever had the services before in Pennsylvania?
Yes. Yeah, I'm through Family First. I was dealing with Myra and Miss Arlita.
Yeah, because I'm trying to see her information in the system.
Yeah, this was about September it was terminated. She left to
Yeah,
Detroit
I
in September.
see. Yeah, Evelyn, what's your last name? For some reason, let me just make sure. Evelyn,
My
what's your
last
last
name?
name? No, Evelyn.
Her last name is Rabadan, Rabadan.
Robada.
Oh, no, R-A, as in apple.
Okay, RA.
Rabadan.
DAN. Okay, no, I see
R-A, so
it.
it's
Okay.
Rob Apple,
Yeah, I was trying to pull
boy.
it up. Yeah, I see now. Yes, I can see
Okay,
now her
okay.
information in our system. Let me just open it
Okay,
again.
got you. Again? Hello?
Yes, I'm here. So, it looks like back in September was the last time. Okay. Okay, so let me, do you know if she's still approved for hours or anything?
That I do not know.
Okay, so let me take a look. Just give me a minute. Let me pull up her information on the Medicaid portal and see if we need to re-enroll and have her assessed.
So I know we probably have to start the whole process all over again, from my
Yeah.
understanding. I'm not 100%
Yeah,
certain,
so
but that's
I'll
fine. That's
pull
not
her
an
up.
issue.
Yeah,
I just
so
wanted
I'm
to
just
see what
gonna
the process was to get it started. Like, I wasn't sure if I could just call you guys and be like, "Hey, I'm gonna be my mother's caretaker again," and go
Yeah,
through that
right.
process. But I understand if I have to go through the whole process all over again to get her approved for the hours and everything.
Right, so I'm pulling up her information now on the Medicaid to see if she still has the waiver approved and see if she needs to re-enroll and have her assessed. So give me a minute. I'll be able to tell you exactly.
Yeah, I reached out to Jessica, which was her, I guess her case manager or whatever. I'm not 100% certain, but she's the one
From
that
the insurance?
coordinated everything. Yes, from the insurance, correct.
Okay,
I'm just waiting
so.
for her to get back to me.
Okay, looks like her Medicaid actually is inactive in Pennsylvania. So we
Say
will
this
have
again?
to, her Medicaid is inactive in Pennsylvania, Evelyn's Medicaid. So she will need to, we will have to re-enroll, reactivate her Medicaid, and then she will have to re-enroll in the waiver program. So we will
Okay.
help with that. That's not a
Okay.
problem. Let me just make sure that everything is still the same in our system. So we got I have Julian Hernandez. Okay, so that's you?
Yes, correct. That's me. I'm her
Okay,
son.
but so we got 267-296-2986. Do you have a new number?
Yes, I ended up so I ended up giving my mother that phone.
Oh, okay.
So that way she so I could, cancel her phone bill and just have one phone bill together, her and mine's. And
Okay.
she ended up getting a new phone. I ended up changing my phone. I can give you that number now.
So the number I
Because
saw
all
on
the
the phone
doctors
you
was
on
calling
was
that phone.
okay. So 610-612-7710 is for you. It's
That's
your
my
number.
phone, correct.
And then
I'm her
Julian
contact for
Hernandez.
everything because she can't read or write. She's illiterate. So I'm her contact for everything. I read all everything to her.
Oh, so you want me to
You know what
add
I
your
mean?
number as the main number, like the
The
point number.
primary, yes,
The
yes.
primary.
I'm the
Perfect.
primary on everything,
0 6
correct.
1 2 7 7 1 0 and
Correct,
Julian
that's correct.
Hernandez. Okay, I'm adding that. I'm deleting the other one. And now, is she still at 214 Winter Street?
No, it's
I
1152
mean, would you
Green
be?
Street.
Okay, so she'll be going to a new apartment in Pennsylvania.
No, it's the same apartment she was at when she was living with me to begin with.
So we have it. We have a 214 Winter Street. Wasn't that the address?
No, that's not the address. It's 1152 Green Street. That's what it's always been for me. 1152 Green Street.
Yeah, but for Evelyn as well?
Yes, she lives with me.
She never lived at 214 Winter Street?
I have no idea.
Why
she's lived
have
with me.
On the file? That's interesting. Okay, I'll update it. You said 1152 Green Street?
Correct. Yes, 1152 Green Street, apartment 1.
Apartment 1. And the zip code?
19604.
19604.
Correct.
That's in Reading?
Reading, Pennsylvania, correct.
1152 Green Street, apartment 1. And are there any minors in the home?
No, it's just her and I.
Minors.
Her and I, my dog, and my cats. That's it. So it's always been.
Okay, so it's 152 Green Street, Reading, PA. Would that be in Berks County?
Berks County, correct.
And just make sure I got the number correct. 678. Sorry, I'm just filling out the rest of the vision, and then I'll have you transfer over probably to Naftali, so he will start the process with getting her activated back with Medicaid.
Okay.
Okay, great. Thanks so much.
And the Medicaid's her insurance, correct?
So first she needs Medicaid, and then she will need an insurance under Medicaid.
Okay.
Yeah, she will help you. They will help you with the passes from the enrollment team. So.
Okay.
They'll make sure that she gets the services as soon as possible. Okay, now let me see if he's available. Give me another minute, please.
All righty.
Thank you so much. Okay, so I'm sending in the information. I'll have one of the enrollment specialists call you back in the next hour, hopefully.
Okay, that's not a problem.
Yeah, and they will help you with getting getting her back with the services. Just make sure. So she's moving back tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll be leaving. We're packing up the storage unit today, and we'll be leaving because it's a nine and a half hour drive. So I got here around 3 a.m. So we'll be leaving here tomorrow morning at some point.
Okay.
So I can get a little bit of rest before the drive back.
Yeah, right. Wow. Okay. So, I'll have them call you back, and we'll make sure she gets the services.
All right. I appreciate you.
Yeah. Thanks so much for reaching out.
Yep, no worries. Thank you. Yep, thank you kindly. Have a good day.